Hello?
Hi, we've got a massive pullback.
Wow.
Massive. Clients hospitalized since November.
Whoa. Which
I need
number?
you to calculate for me how much the eight owes, and it's going to be a fight.
Which number? What's the admission ID?
The mission ID is 924589.
Michael Knight.
Yep.
And which day of November?
15th of November, was hospitalized.
So I guess from the 17th.
No, on the 15th. I want that date pulled also.
Oh, they also included 15th. So I guess she was
That's when he
hospitalized
was
before.
hospitalized, the full day shift. So it happened sometime during that day. He had a stroke or something.
Oh. November 15th.
To 210. Almost 3 months.
So 2-9 and 2-10 you can remove. It's not billed yet.
2-9 and 2-10. Two nine and 2-10. You mean the week of two? No. So he was let go. He got out on the 10th.
When?
He got out on the 10th. We'll
On the
probably
10th,
do
or I guess the
that. Yeah.
9th you can
The
remove.
ninth, I'm going to remove. And then let me call the caregiver and find. I need a total so I can discuss with her. It's going to be over $18,000, though. Yeah, but I still need
Wow.
total taxes and payroll taxes. There's a lot of factors. It's 12 paychecks plus one day of overtime. And she, yeah.
So you want the gross amount or the net amount?
Whatever they want me to ask her for.
Usually we say the gross amount because this is the
Because
amount
this
we
one we
pay.
just processed today, it's the net amount, because we're not getting another dime out of this caregiver, so at least let's get what
Right.
we can. Because she's
Right.
not working and she's terminated. She openly frauded. She denied the death. So
Yeah.
and I had to pull an obituary to prove it to her. So we know you're lying. Here's the obituary.
Yeah. So that one is good. Now I
I
have the
believe
total gross amount.
gross amount's what, 18,400 something?
I have 17,000.
But you have to add also the 14 overtime hours plus $200 bonus. Yeah? You have everything?
Oh. No, I didn't add that bonus.
But you have to add bonus,
Just FHA.
holiday pay bonus, any holiday pay bonus, and the time from the 15th. Of November is another 14 hours overtime.
So that's included. Just the holiday pay and the bonuses I have to add.
Yeah,
One
there's
second.
still going to be another like $1,000.
Let's see.
I'm just curious, was the billing denied on any of these? Were we paid already? Because he's been in hospital 3 months.
I'm gonna check. I assume they were paid because if not, then I would reach out. Let's see. Yeah, they were all paid.
They were all paid, so they didn't know about it either. Okay.
From the 15th.
Of course. I mean, if she agrees to pay it back, I don't have to report it, but.
No, she didn't send me all her stuff. So I'm like, no, I went up there every day and help out with them and
Not how that works. What's total?
I don't have the bonuses yet.
$200. It's $200 gross.
For the bonuses?
Yes.
Okay, and holiday pay?
Holiday pay is going to be another 28 hours. Maybe even
28?
Maybe 42 hours, because New Year's, Christmas, and I think it hit Thanksgiving also. New Year's, Christmas.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And Thanksgiving. So it's 42 hours of overtime. See what you're missing there? That's $1,000 right there. And then you have a $200 bonus. It's going to be like $18,500. I just took a look at the raw numbers on the pay stubs and did a, you know, basic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's $200 bonuses and then 42 hours overtime?
42 hours holiday time, which is
holiday. Yeah, holiday.
Same as overtime. And another $200, or I think I only saw 200. It could even be 300.
Yeah, I have three.
So 300. It's going to be like 18.6 or something.
Yeah, I see 17,525.
So after you added 42 hours of overtime plus $300, it came out to the exact same amount?
The amount that I have.
Okay.
17,525. I just calculated the HHA hours, and then I added the bonus and the holiday pay.
Okay, because it's 12 paychecks plus holiday pay and bonuses. Yeah. It's 14.
Maybe.
Every single week is 1404, like cleanly. Gross is 1404. So you have 1404.72 or something, right? The gross, her gross pay stub is 1404.72. Consistently, 1404.72. Times 12 plus $300 in bonus. Oh, you're right, 17,156. Is that what you have?
Oh, I have 17,525.
Oh, because of the 14 hours, yes. So 17,525.
This is what I see.
Lovely. All right, apparently the SC also wants her investigated for fraud. So that's going to be fun. I'll have to have a conversation with her. And you should be aware the billing needs to be pulled.
Yeah.
According, as for the SC, I have no Navinet access with PA Health and Wellness. The SC just found out about this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess just keep me posted.
I'll keep you posted. One other thing. Tawanda Lee, Orango mentioned that you had a conversation about moving a timesheet.
Yeah, so there was one day that she was hospitalized, and then the coordinator told me that the timesheet was entered wrong, and it was supposed to be on a different day.
Yeah, I have one problem with that. Her schedule is Monday to Wednesday. That's her consistent schedule. That's when she works.
Right.
Okay? She handed in timesheets Monday to Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hospitalization happened. She wanted to move one of her shifts. After a pullback. You understand? So that's fraud. We can't just take a timesheet and say, oh, we billed on the wrong day. Because she's saying, oh, no, I made a mistake. I meant to say because of the hospitalization that I didn't report until you pulled my check back. Just pay me for a different day. Here's a timesheet. So if I have a clock, no problem. If I have a timesheet, if you want me to bill that, I'll bill it. But I think that would be fraud.
Right. The question is what we should do. Should we now need to delete that visit that she was hospitalized? We're going to deduct the amount of hours and she doesn't...
Isn't this old news? I thought we pulled that a while ago.
Well, I pulled it from the insurance, but I didn't
So the question is,
delete a text on the calendar.
The question is, do we just move the timesheet? I mean, again, she's lying. It's not on her schedule. She didn't report a hospitalization, and she handed in a timesheet as if nothing happened. Then when we pulled her check, she's like, okay, okay, but just pay me for a different day. Here's a different timesheet. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, Simonis is calling me. Let me pick up.
Okay.
Okay, bye.